Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Circle Inc., ticker CL, where we dive deep into what makes this company tick and whether it's a solid pick for your long-term portfolio. If you're looking to build wealth through smart investments, stick around as we break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Circle Inc., a player in the tech-driven financial services space. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening with them lately, before we dig into the meat of the analysis. Company overview. Circle Inc. operates in the fintech industry, part of the broader technology sector, focusing on innovative payment solutions and digital currency infrastructure. Based on their profile, they've carved out a niche in facilitating seamless transactions and blockchain-based financial products. With a decent market cap and a workforce that signals a mid-sized operation, they're not a household name like some tech giants, but they've been making waves in their corner of the market. Their mission, as reflected in their description, is to revolutionize how money moves globally, and under the leadership of their CEO, they're pushing hard into digital finance. Recent news and performance snapshot. Lately, Circle Inc. has been in the headlines for some intriguing developments. From the news snippets, there's buzz around a potential partnership that could expand their reach into new markets, which has investors speculating about future growth. On the flip side, there's been some criticism about regulatory hurdles they're facing, which could slow down their ambitious plans. Performance-wise, over the past year, they've shown a mixed bag. Decent gains in the short term, with a notable uptick over the last 6 months, but longer-term trends over 5 years suggest they've lagged behind some peers in the fintech space. Compared to industry averages, they're holding their own, but not exactly leading the pack. So with that context, let's dive into the SWOT analysis to see where Circle Inc. stands for long-term investors like us. Strengths. Innovative product lineup. Circle Inc. is positioned at the forefront of digital currency and blockchain tech, offering products that cater to the growing demand for alternative financial systems. Their focus on payment solutions aligns well with global trends toward cashless economies. Solid revenue growth. Looking at their income statements, revenue has been trending upward over recent years, which signals a growing customer base and market acceptance. This kind of top-line growth is a green flag for long-term investors looking for sustainable expansion. Healthy margins. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the fintech industry, indicating they're not just growing, but doing so profitably. This efficiency can provide a buffer against market downturns. Strong cash position. Balance sheet data shows a decent amount of cash and equivalents paired with a reasonable current ratio. This liquidity means they've got the firepower to weather short-term storms or invest in new projects without scrambling for funds. Weaknesses. Regulatory challenges. News highlights ongoing regulatory scrutiny, which is a real concern in the fintech space. If they can't navigate these hurdles, it could stall their growth or lead to costly compliance issues, something to watch closely. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side compared to industry norms. While they've got cash, this leverage could become a burden if interest rates climb or if revenue growth slows down. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's a risk factor for sure. Underwhelming long-term performance. While short-term gains are nice, their five-year performance trails behind the broader sector. For long-term investors, this raises questions about whether they can consistently outperform or if they're just riding temporary waves. Dependence on key markets. Revenue by geographic segment shows a heavy reliance on a couple of core regions. If those markets face economic slowdowns or policy shifts, it could hit their bottom line hard. Opportunities. Market expansion potential. That partnership news I mentioned earlier, it could be a game changer, opening doors to untapped markets. Fintech is still a young industry in many parts of the world, and Circle Inc. could capitalize on first-mover advantages if they play their cards right. Growing digital currency adoption. With more businesses and consumers embracing digital payments and cryptocurrencies, Circle Inc. is well-positioned to ride this wave. Their expertise in blockchain infrastructure could become a major growth driver over the next decade. Favorable valuation metrics. their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, suggesting the stock might not be overpriced right now. For long-term investors, this could mean room for appreciation if they execute on growth plans. Innovation through CapEx. Cash flow statements show consistent investment in property, plant, and equipment, which likely ties into tech upgrades or infrastructure. If these capital expenditures translate into cutting-edge offerings, they could pull ahead of competitors. Threats, intense competition. The fintech sector is crowded, and Circle Inc. isn't the biggest fish in the pond. Larger players or nimble startups could erode their market share if they don't keep innovating at a fast pace. Regulatory uncertainty. I can't stress this enough. Regulatory risks are a dark cloud over the entire industry. A single policy change could disrupt their business model, especially given their focus on digital currencies, which are under heavy scrutiny globally. Market volatility. Their beta indicates they're more volatile than the average stock. For long-term investors, this means you might have to stomach some wild swings, especially if broader tech or fintech sentiment sours. Economic sensitivity. If we see a global slowdown, discretionary spending on tech-driven financial services could take a hit. Their revenue streams, especially in key regions, might not be as resilient as more essential industries. Insights and deeper dive. Now, let's connect some dots here. From their earnings call transcripts, management seems optimistic about overcoming regulatory challenges by working closely with policymakers, which is encouraging, but I'm not fully sold yet. Actions speak louder than words. On the financial side, free cash flow has been positive and growing, which is a fantastic sign for sustainability. They're not just burning cash like some tech firms, they're generating it, which could fund future dividends or share buybacks, something to keep an eye on if you're in for the long haul. However, that debt level keeps nagging at me. If they can refinance at lower rates or pay down some of that burden, I'd feel a lot better about their balance sheet. Short term, watch for news on that partnership. It could spark a rally if finalized. Medium term, regulatory updates will be the make or break factor. Long term, it's all about whether they can scale globally without tripping over policy landmines. Conclusion and outlook. So, wrapping up, where does Circle Inc. stand for long-term investors? Honestly, it's a mixed picture. They've got a strong foundation with innovative products and solid financials, but the regulatory risks and debt levels are real speed bumps. There's definite potential here, especially if they can expand into new markets and keep riding the digital currency wave, but it's not a slam dunk. For those of you building wealth over decades, Circle Inc. could be a speculative add to your portfolio, but I'd balance it with more stable holdings. Keep an eye on how they manage those threats we discussed. Regulation and competition will define their future. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT bullet points on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Circle Inc. as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the convo going, and I'll catch you in the next one.